Masechet Zevachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. We learned previously that Kochek Hadashim are only allowed to be slaughtered in the north of the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about if they were slaughtered on the outer Mizbeach, which is in the courtyard, is it a halachically acceptable type of slaughter? Mishnah says, Kochek Hadashim Shishihatan Berosh HaMizbeach. If Kochek Hadashim were slaughtered on top of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yose Omer, Ki'ilu nishhatu batzafon, says Rabbi Yose, the korbanot are kosher. It's as though they were slaughtered in the north of the courtyard. The way that Rabbi Yose is understanding things is we have two pisukim that seem to indicate different things. On the one hand, the pasuk tells us, Veshahat oto al yerech ha-mizbeach safon alifne adonai, that you should slaughter the korbanot. They should be slaughtered at the northern side of the Mizbeach, that they have to be slaughtered on the side of the Mizbeach as opposed to being on top of the Mizbeach. So even though the Mizbeach, according to the Biyoseh, is in the northern part of the courtyard, it would be an unacceptable slaughter because it's on top of the Mizbeach and not below the Mizbeach. That's what a person would think, says Rabbi Yose, because of the Pasuk. But at the same time, we have another Pasuk that undoes that and says, V'zavachta alav et olotecha ve'et shelamecha. You should slaughter on top of it, referring to the Mizbeach, your Ola offerings and your Shelamim offerings. So that shows us that it undoes that previous Pasuk, and slaughtering it on top of the Mizbeach is considered to be acceptable according to Rabbi Yose. According to Rabbi Yose, there's no difference on what part of the Mizbeach you slaughter the Korban. The entire Mizbeach is fit for the slaughter of Kochek Kadashim. But the next opinion of Rabbi Yose ben Rabbi Yehuda holds that only some part of the Mizbeach is fit for that type of Korban. Rabbi Yose bar Yehuda Omer, Mehatziah HaMizbeach Velatzafon Katzafon. Says Rabbi Yose, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, from the middle of the Mizbeach and north, is considered to be the north part of the courtyard, and therefore the korban would be acceptable. Mehatzi ha-Mizbeach v'ladarom kadarom, from the middle of the Mizbeach and southward, is like the south part of the courtyard. Only the northern part of the Mizbeach is acceptable for slaughter of Kochek Kadashim, not the southern half. The way to be Yoseh, Bar Yehuda would understand this from the Pisukim, same Pasuk we quoted before, V'zavachta alav et olotecha ve'et shelamecha, that the Pasuk, when it's saying et olotecha ve'et shelamecha, is telling us that half of the Mizbeach is acceptable for half of the Korban that are mentioned in the Pasuk, one for the Olot and one for the Shelamim, that the Ola, which is Kochek Kadashim, is allowed to be slaughtered only on the northern half of the Mizbeach, while the Shelamim and other Kochek Kalim are allowed to be slaughtered on the southern half of the Mizbeach. According to him, the Mizbeach stood entirely on the southern part of the courtyard. But by the fact that we have this Pasuk, it allows us to slaughter on one half of the Mizbeach, and it would still count for Kochek Kadashim. Till now, for the last perek and a half, we've been talking about the Avodot and the eating of korbanot. Now we're going to talk about the mincha offerings, which have the status of kochek kadashim. A mincha offering is a flour offering where part of the flour that was brought was burned on the mizbeach, and the rest of it was eaten by the kohanim. What the kohen would do is he would take the three middle fingers of his hand and he would scoop out some flour, and that flour that he scooped out in his hands would be put into a kleh sharet and then eventually burned on the mizbeach. We call that a kometz. The portion that he scooped out is known as a kometz, and the act of removing is known as kemitzah. The kemitzah that he does for the mincha offering is equal to the shechita that is done on an animal. The shechita brings forth the blood which is offered on the mizbeach, and the kemitzah takes a portion of the flour that is also burned on the mizbeach. So ha-menachot hayu nikmatzot bekol makom ba'azara. Menachot are allowed to have their komet taken from them anywhere in the courtyard, even though it's kochek kadashim. You don't have to do it in the north of the courtyard. The Torah doesn't tell us anything about that, so it could be anywhere in the courtyard. V'ne'echalin, the rest of the flour that's left over after the kemitzah is given over to the Kohanim and they're allowed to partake of it. They eat from it. And they're b'nei chalin lifnim min hakelaim. They can eat it within the curtains. That means anywhere in the courtyard. It's permissible for the Kohanim to continue to eat the rest leftover of the mincha offering. Lezichre kehuna, by male Kohanim, b'chol ma'achal, and they could prepare it in any way. It could be cooked or it could be baked in any manner, but it's not allowed to become hametz, as we'll elaborate later on in Mishnayot. Liyom v'layla ad hatzot, for a day and a night until midnight, until the middle of the night after the day that it's offered, it's allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim.